Last fall, as the Walton Arts Center approached its 20th year, the staff knew they wanted to document the anniversary in a special way. They approached local artist and longtime Fayetteville resident Kathy Thompson with an idea, a box concept she's famous for. Kathy's shadow boxes grace the walls of Bordino's restaurant and many homes in Northwest Arkansas. Beginning Thursday, October 4th, they will also hang on the walls of the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery in the Walton Arts Center's lobby. This week, I took a stroll down to the center to visit Kathy as she installed the 20 H boxes. An assistant helps to hang one of the 20 completed boxes on the wall of Joy Pratt Markham Gallery, a finished product that was months in the making. When the Walton Arts Center approached Kathy Thompson last December, all they told her was that they wanted something with a box. That was it. She started her process with interviews, talking with people that either were or had been involved with the center, like Bill Mitchell, who used to be the director. It was through those interviews that she knew it had to be something about history, which was not what she had originally thought her piece would be about.
I wanted to know what their perspective of what happens at the Walton Arts Center was. I also wanted to know what major events they felt like had changed the tide of how things have happened here. And every one of them had different ideas. So that was very interesting. I mean, people who would think everyone had different ideas about who they thought the biggest stars were, which in turn ended up making larger things happen here, like bigger donors, more larger stars, just how the whole thing has happened. And then because of who it was I was interviewing, then they all had different stories. Everyone had stories about the Walton Arts Center.
She found that the evolution of the history of the Arts Center was something she was interested in.
And that's how I then went back, after I heard all these things, putting together what I know with the Walton Arts Center, and then I figured out what would go in the boxes. I mean, what the names of each boxes were.
Her first box highlights what used to be at the location before it was the Walton Arts Center. A lot of people have no clue. The Shiloh Museum in Springdale helped her find some photos.
We have a photograph on the left of what was here was the Mayflower Moving Company burning. And it allowed the next photograph, which is the groundbreaking of the Walton Arts Center, and then the next photograph is the construction site. And in this box also is original dirt and an original trowel that Frank Sharp gave me to use. So I also gathered up a lot of artifacts, is what I call them.
I asked Kathy, a longtime Fayetteville resident and member of the arts community, which experiences meant the most to her. She says she loves the dance and jazz shows.
But one of the things I did this year for Artisphere was help Patrick Doherty with the sculpture outside. And I've been looking at his work for years, so it was a real treat to be able to work with him. And, after seeing books and knowing what he's done for a long time. You know, we have things like that here that people, I feel like sometimes people don't realize what they have here, or they just take it for granted, but for example, this box over here.
She takes me to the commission box about the slow dancing commission.
That came here in 2008. And what that was a man, David Miklovic, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Miklovic, took photographs of dancers. And did you see this? These dancers were projected on the front of the Walton Arts Center building. So you sat outside and watched the dancers dance.
I did see it,
and
yes.
The interesting thing about this, I mean, not only was it really fabulous and fascinating, but it has only been shown four places in the world. One is Paris, France, New York City, LA, and Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's pretty cool.
She thinks that this is very important and wants to make sure people know that the Walton Arts Center commissions artists to do things, whether national or local as she is. She feels that it's important to thank them for it. Along that theme of gratitude for the center is the programming box, highlighting the hard work that goes into developing a year of dances, concerts, and productions.
This one is one of my favorite ones. I call it Jenny's Box, but it's about, It's about programming. If you really stop and think about it, programming is a major, major part of what happens here. And Jenny Taylor Swain does that. That's been her job for quite a while.
She's the vice president of programs.
She's been here since the beginning of the Art Center. That's her programming sheets back there that she gave me. And then I just started thinking about programming and how difficult that would be and how many things you have to weigh and gauge and measure and look at closely. And then in the end, you have to think about how money, and you have to think about how it all fits together, and you have to think about your audience. And so, but then in the very, very end, I put those dice in there because then it's really pretty much just a roll of the dice. I mean, you're hoping that it's successful. And this string that's all in through here, all throughout it, for me symbolizes complexity. It's a very complex job.
I noticed this box as I was walking around the gallery waiting for Kathy's arrival. It looked very scientific to me, with the scales and red string. And from Kathy's description, it sounds as though programming is a science. There really isn't one running theme with the boxes, each holding artifacts, objects, pictures, and paper of a unique nature. Though there are 20 of them, one for each year since the center's opening, they don't represent those years. There are the three we visited, but also a Broadway box, one each for theater, jazz, and dance, among others. The rusting frame around each box is one commonality, made by the man that's making the noise in the background, Eugene Sargent, also a local artist.
So we made them out of brand new steel, of course, and the first thing you do is you take muriatic acid and you wash off the mill scale, which is that sort of bluish color, and then you got to get the rust started somehow, so we sprayed them with a mixture of salt and bleach, which is a kind of a simple grocery store kind of patina. But it worked really slow, and it was dry this summer, so every time I walked by, I would spray it with the hose, but then it finally started raining, and they got some rust in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they're beautiful, and they're all different.
And then I painted them with like 5 coats of lacquer.
So did you know what size you wanted the boxes to be, and then you get with Eugene? What is that process like?
Yeah, Eugene and I worked together a lot over the years. I mean, we've gone to Louisiana, installed outdoor sculpture and all kinds of things.
We made a bunch of different sizes of boxes, and with that knowledge, we kind of settled on this proportion.
Well, yeah, you know, you knew you didn't want to make the boxes too big. I mean, oh my gosh. Then you'd be here for years. And not only that, I wanted them to be much more intimate.
10 by 22 is what they settled on. Even the shape was debated on.
Squares were out.
Yeah.
Squares
and
square.
Yeah.
And then we played around with some proportions, and we liked this longer rectangular because it's just got more, but the linear aspect is really what right. Is really what
and
came
now
out of
that
it.
We see them all up.
They line the wall at eye level, maintaining that linear aspect Eugene speaks of. As he goes back to hanging and assembling, Kathy tells me her hope for this project.
My idea is that people, kids, adults, anyone who's had any participation in the Walton Art Center, hopefully will look at these boxes and it will make them think of something that they remember about the Walton Art Center on their own. Or, you know, it will cause conversation. No, it's what I'm hoping. And what I'm really hoping is that it will cause people to realize how incredibly lucky we are in Fayetteville to have the Walton Art Center.
And to encourage thoughts and conversation, there will be no labels on the boxes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
History.